But it's a long way from drinking Boone's Farm wine around here to playing Boone Pickens Stadium.
Pull up a chair and pour yourself a glass of your favorite beverage. It's about to get real on your radio. It's Crossroads on your genuine country home, Iron Country.
Finally got together in Oklahoma, and that is the live rendition of their song Yesterday Road from the concert series that all of us here in Iron Country are simply kicking ourselves still in the arse about missing. A few weeks ago, man, Red Dirt Music was alive and well. Boone Pickens Stadium, Stillwater, Oklahoma, live off the album Boys from Oklahoma. We are proud to welcome back on Iron Country, first time on Crossroads, Mike McClure, the lead singer, the lead man in front of the band, The Great Divide. We know him well here in Iron Country, not only with his solo stuff, performing over at Boxcars Pub and Grub, but also him and his wife, Crow and Gazelle, just a couple weeks removed from their show in the room. Mike, thank you so much for joining us here on Crossroads, speaking to an absolute Red Dirt legend here on Crossroads on Iron Country. How you doing, my friend?
Well, thank you for all of that. Yeah, I'm doing pretty great, man. I just want to say hi to everybody up in that area, and especially those that come out and support us at Boxcars over there with Pogo, and what a great area.
Yeah, it certainly is. We were talking just before or during that last song just about how the room is kind of like the Bluebird in Nashville and so many listening rooms around the entire country. How do you feel as an artist going to small rooms like The Room, 60 people, and then performing in front of a massive crowd at Boone Pickens Stadium. How is that different, and how is it all similar, those two type of shows?
I'd say they were different by the crowd size.
Yes, obviously.
No, just kidding. You know, I'll tell you what, it's more nerve-wracking in some ways to play for 60 people in a small room, because once people get up over a couple thousand, they kind of turn into a sea of people, you know, and it's definitely a different animal, you know. I like both. I rarely, that's the only time I've ever played to a crowd that size, of course, up there. You know, there was 48,000 people a night, you know, and we'd take the stage, and just the amount of love that would come pouring off of that many people. You know, they were so excited to be at that show, so excited to see a Ragweed reunion, to see all their favorite bands, you know, Turnpike, being back together and being as big as they are. And then Jason Bolin and Great Divide. It was just magic. You know, every night I stepped on that stage was pure magic. It was, hey, everybody's just grinning ear to ear in the crowd, on the stage, all backstage. It was just really, really cool. And I tell you what, when I come, Boxcars, and I'm not just saying that because I'm talking to your radio and this area, but that is one of my absolute favorite places to play. Number one, Bob over there that runs the sound is an audio genius. He makes that room sound so good for an artist. It's incredible. And when you can sound that good and feel that good, it really comes out in your performance and the crowd. I know that not a ton of the Red Dirt people get up that far north on a consistent basis, and we try to because they're just so appreciative of our kind of music coming up that way.
Yeah, I mean, it really is a hidden gem here in small town America, Clinton, Wisconsin. And if you're listening online on ironcountry.fm, the TuneIn radio app, definitely making an appointment to come on up to the room at Boxcars. Yeah, the little man in front of the room, Pogo, the owner, does a great job bringing in artists like you. So many others, legends, have walked on that stage. Travis Meadows, one of the most special shows I've ever possibly seen, an artist from all over the place. So it's good that you not only come up here from Oklahoma, but we can have like a little bit of a special venue here in the state line as well. He is Mike McClure. Check out his music on his own website, MikeMcClureBand.com, on Instagram, Mike McClure Music on Instagram, and of course, lead man in front of the Great Divide as well. Back together after 20 years, TGDmusic.com for the Great Divide. Once again, TGDmusic.com. Also, along with his wife, Crow and Gazelle as well. But Mike, I got a question for you. And maybe, just maybe, my friends and I drunkenly one night invented this game. Or maybe it's a nationwide phenomenon. Have you ever participated in a Boone's toss before? A Boone's toss?
I've thrown up some Boone's Farm wine. Does that count?
It certainly does. You do toss up some Boone's Farm wine after drinking it. But one night, I don't know, we were drinking Busch Lights and Boone's Farm wine probably when we were like 19 or something. And my buddy Mark goes, hey, let's do a Boone's toss. And like the 8-9 of us around the fire were like, what in God's green earth is a Boone's toss? What the hell are you talking about? Because it's where you stand in a circle with Boone's Farm wine and you throw bottles at each other, and whoever drops it has to chug a Boone's Farm wine bottle. After about 3 minutes and a ton of shattered glass, that was a bad idea, picking that out of the grass. But I assume you haven't participated in a Boone's toss before.
I think you can lay claim to that, my friend.
Well, I just had to bring that up because yesterday, Road, that single that you have off of the live from Boys from Oklahoma album, man, that is something great. What was the energy from that stadium performing in front of, you know, 48, 50, 55,000 fans for that concert with all those great bands behind you? Cross Canadian, Ragweed, Turnpike, Jason Bolin, as you mentioned, Stoney LaRue too. I mean, take us to Stillwater, Oklahoma. Those of us that weren't lucky enough to be there. I mean, what an absolute atmosphere that must have been.
Yeah, it was incredible. You know, we all started just up the street from there in a little bar, a little upstairs bar called the Wormy Dog Saloon. And when I moved to town, I wound up living with this guy that opened that bar. And I'd go up there all the time because I was in college and I drink a lot. That's what I did. But I said, "Hey, man, Monday nights are really slow." I said, "No one's ever in here but me. Do you care if I bring my guitar in and just play for whoever's in here?" And mainly for free beer, honestly. And so I started doing that, and that kind of caught on. And then Cody would had just come to town. He sought me out because he'd heard of the Great Divide and liked what we were doing. And you know, he showed up in a cowboy hat and starched jeans, and he was a different guy back then. And yeah, he showed up, and I started having him sit in with me on Monday nights. And then eventually I gave him Tuesday night, and he started playing Tuesday night. And he brought in Jason Boland, his friend he'd just met, who'd come to Stillwater. And he brought in Stoney. And so all four of us would play Monday through Thursday on different nights of the week. And so that's where we really cut our teeth and really worked on being, you know, singer-songwriters. That's what we wanted to do, and that was our first chance to do it. And then everybody, you know, made records and went their separate ways, and then it was just a big homecoming. Really, that whole concert was a homecoming, and I just kind of, wow, look what we did. You know, look what happened from all of that, from those humble beginnings upstairs at the Wormy Dog down on the Strip to just down the road at Boone's Pickens Stadium. And, you know, just to see the impact of the music, you know, it was worldwide. It wasn't just, you know, regional. And, you know, that's just, you can't ask for anything better. And I don't know if anything will ever top that. You know, it was just absolute magic. And it was just a reaffirming that we were doing the right thing by following our hearts, which everybody writes from their heart and says what's on their mind. And you know, that connected with an audience clearly. And that's why we felt it was important to put out Yesterday Road, because the chorus of it is, only thing around here changed is that all those kids have got different names, you know. And then we'd see older people out there in the crowd bringing their 25-year-old kids and little kids, and just to see the music jump generations is a blessing for all of us, you know. You know, I used to drink a lot in college. I don't now, but it's you know, it was a look back at those times. And you know, Boone's Farm Wine and Wild Turkey, and you know, it's Yesterday Road. And that song kind of summed up the whole experience for me. And then our sound engineer Brandon Sink, he recorded it. I didn't even know he was doing that. We were too busy paying attention to playing the show. And we heard it back after he mixed it, and we thought, man, let's put this out as a single. And so that's where we're at.
Yeah, it truly is a perfect tune that everybody can relate to. Nostalgic, brings goosebumps to the arm, certainly, no doubt about it. He is Mike McClure, lead man in front of the band, The Great Divide. And check out his music, MikeMcClureBand.com, TGDMusic.com for The Great Divide, joining us here on Crossroads on Iron Country here on this Saturday night. So going back to that concert again, Boys from Oklahoma, how did that all come to fruition? The months, the weeks leading up to that, who came to who? Because Cody, in front of the 55,000 fans at Boone Pickens Stadium, said, "If it wasn't for these guys," meaning you guys, Mike and The Great Divide, "none of us would be here." So who went to who? Whose people contacted whose people first and said, "Hey, you know what? I think this idea has legs if we bring together Cross Canadian Ragweed, The Great Divide, get Turnpike in here, Jason Boland, Stoney LaRue." How did that all come about?
Well, Cody called me probably about 6 months before the show and said, "Mark your calendar down. I can't say anything yet. I'll call you back." All right. So I've marked off my calendar, and you know, I didn't know what was going on, but we've stayed in contact and friends, and I produced, you know, the last Departed record, and you know, we've always kept in touch. And but Cody called and said, "Hey, I think we're going to do it. We're going to do a reunion show." And you know, we talked, and we both broke down in tears just because he'd been carrying around a lot of anger and bitterness about their breakup, and he just finally decided, hey, man, I'm tired of carrying this weight. And I felt the same way with Great Divide. You know, when a band breaks up, it's usually not under good terms. And that was the case with them as well. And I remember carrying around a bunch of negativity about it. And the fans suffer because of that. And it takes a long time for someone to realize that, hey, I can do something about this, but I have to reach across this bridge and mend this fence. And you know, and the doing so is such a catalyst for growth for everybody. And it's, you know, it's just a beautiful thing. And it just washes over so many people in such a good way. And so we talked about it, and I said, yeah, mark me down. And then as the tickets went up for sale, you know, they sold it out instantly. I forget how quick, but it was amazingly quick. And Cody called me back and goes, hey, man, you think you can do Sunday too? I'm like, I'll do every day of the week if you want to do it.
I was going to say, I'm pretty sure the first show was in like 4 minutes, and then you guys quickly added a second, third, fourth, and you probably could have sold out like an entire like 13-day day run down there in Stillwater.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised, man. And, you know, I was genuinely apprehensive about going to, if the town could sustain the weight of all that, you know, because they're used to football games, but, you know, football games didn't really have people sitting outside listening, you know, and then, you know, the hotels before the concert was even, tickets were even on sale, all the hotels sold out, and it was just, I thought, oh man, is this going to be a nightmare? But to Stillwater's credit and the people that put the concert on, it was ran like clockwork. It was super smooth. There were no problems, you know. Well, I didn't leave the stadium really for 4 days. I had a little camper right there on the ground, so I don't really know what it was like. But the little bit I got out and walked around town, it was just a great scene, you know, people with their kids, families. And, you know, I kind of expected more debauchery, but there were zero arrests for fistfights. You know, that's incredible. You got that amount of people. It was just, you know, there's just a lot of love on there, and because a lot of it was pouring off of the stage too. You know, it's just a big love fest. It's great.
Well, I know one of the catalysts to actually start this show here on Iron Country Crossroads 9 years ago was Pogo from Boxcars going to a Big Red and them talking about their shared love for the Great Divide and bands like you. So I think that, I mean, that's got to be some type of country music festival record. No arrests or really no fistfights to talk about. But I think it's guys and gals from yesteryear getting together like, hey, we're older now. We don't have to throw punches. Yeah. We all love each other. And that's exactly what an event like that was all about back in April. Again, Boys from Oklahoma, Cross Canadian Ragweed, The Great Divide, Turnpike, Jason Boland and the Stragglers, and Stoney LaRue. He's Mike McClure joining us here on Crossroads tonight. Mike, you said in you know, our first question about that concert series, everyone was smiling ear to ear. No man likes to admit when or that they cry, but how many tears were shared amongst all you guys together backstage setting up this concert after each show? I mean, my goodness, like the emotions of that must have just been overwhelming for the first night, certainly, but then the consecutive nights as well. I mean, the Turnpike broke up. They got back together. The Great Divide, obviously. Cross Canadian Ragweed, too. I mean, so my, oh my, the emotions and tears must have been plentiful as well.
Oh, yeah, and I'm a man who's confident enough to cry anywhere, anytime. yeah, just seeing those guys, you know, and you'd just be walking around and people would just break out in tears, you know. It was just like so happy, you know, those good happy tears. And you know, I got to think a lot of that is some sort of pent-up release you didn't even know about. And, yeah, it was really incredible. Just, you know, and I made my way out into the crowd a few times, you know, and, you know, just people coming up, their mood was so elevated and, you know, not from booze or anything. It's just elevated. I guess that's the word. And, you know, and then at the end of it all, I saw that there's a picture, probably a famous picture now of Cody and Randy, the drummer for Ragweed, Randy Ragsdale, them two hugging each other and crying. It's just a beautiful, beautiful moment, you know, because it's like I say, just so much pent up stuff that you don't even know about, and it gave you a good excuse to let all that out, you know, and that's so healing. And you got to heal it, you got to feel it, you know, and a lot of times feeling has a bunch of tears involved, and I think it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, it certainly is. He is Mike McClure, the lead man in front of the band, The Great Divide, getting back together, not only for live at the boys from Oklahoma in Stillwater, Oklahoma, back in April, but Providence, their latest album, if you're unaware, available now on tgdmusic.com and on Spotify, first album in nearly 20 years. But Mike, it's been such a pleasure, again, speaking. I feel like we could talk about that concert in like a 2 or 3 hour long podcast as well. We already heard Yesterday Road, and we got another track from you and your wife's kind of like folk Americana, genuine country music band coming up, Crow and Gazelle. But is there a story that you can share, maybe just quick, about the bands backstage at that concert, maybe the first time you guys all saw each other, something funny that happened maybe with the boys in Turnpike or Cross Canadian Ragweed, something that that'll give the listeners something to, hey, did you hear what happened backstage at Boone Pickens Stadium?
Man, I can't think of anything off the top of my head, really. It was all just
a joyous blur, I'm sure, eh?
Yeah, it was a joyous blur, man. It really was. I can't think of anything that was exceptionally funny. The funny thing for me was, because I wanted to do a shirt, and I asked my friend who's an artist. I said, "Can you do my?" Because Mike McClure Band played there one night, and I said, "Can you do a T-shirt for me that says MMB, but looks like the old Van Halen?" Because that was my band in high school growing up. I loved them. And so he made MMB kind of look like that. And I said, on the back, I want you to put Stadium Tour, but just put the one date on there, because we only played one night.
Sure.
So we had April 11th, Boone Pickens Stadium, written on there about 10 times. And, Cody really cracked up about that. He wore my shirt out there one night, which boosted sales, which I want to say thanks.
Oh, I'm absolutely sure it did. Yeah, you and Cody Canada from Cody Canada Departed, great friends as well. Well, Mike, thank you so much for joining us here on Crossroads. I know we're going to get you out of here with a song. You and your wife, Crow and Gazelle, recently just in the room a couple weeks ago over at Boxcars Pub and Grub. But the song that's going to close out this interview, These Are the Days. What's the tale behind that track? And what are you working on? Not only with Crow and Gazelle, but maybe The Great Divide coming up. What's in store for Mike McClure in the coming weeks with this track?
Yeah, this track was about our relationship back in 2005, when I was solo. I went solo for about 10 years. She was my booking agent. She was out of down around Austin, Texas. And we were just really good friends. And when I went through a divorce in 2018, we ran back into each other and started hanging out. And this song's really about our relationship. She pulled me out of a dark area, you know, with alcohol and drugs, and you know, I've been clean and sober for 6 years, and she really shined a light on me, you know, and this whole band is a celebration of life, her and I, and truth, and love, you know, and the power of love, and she and I are working on a record right now at our house. We've got a little studio here, and we're in Seymour, Texas, out west Texas, and it's just more of the same, more of looking and trying to find the truth in this world, which gets harder and harder. And as far as Great Divide, I'm not sure about when we'll be back in the studio, but right now it's Crow and Gazelle time.
Well, Mike, it's been an absolute pleasure talking with you. A living legend here on Crossroads and Iron Country. Can't wait for you and your wife to come back up here to the room at Boxcars. You're always welcome, and you're squarely in the Iron Country family, my friend.
Thank you very much. I appreciate y'all. Thank you, Tyler.
Here it is. It's Crow and Gazelle, their song together. These Are the Days. Crossroads, Iron Country.
There's a moon hanging over the mountain, looming like a half halo, with the sun on your shoulder shining, as above now, so below, as above now, so below is above now, so below. I was nothing but a hound in the alley, a wild beast on a long leash. You were water ripping through a dry valley. You were the sun shining in the east. These are the days that I thought would never come around. Just had to wait for our paths to cross somehow. The past doesn't matter much now anyway. Now that these are the days, these are the days, yeah, yeah. These are the days, these are the days, yeah, yeah.
These are the days.
Well, you taught me how to slow myself down. Deep breath in and a long look around. If there's something inside me that I've found that needs to change, I can change. If it needs to change, I can change. These are the days I thought would never come around. Just had to wait for our past to cross somehow. The past doesn't matter much now anymore.